您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。A primary school student in Changzhou, Jiangsu province has been criticized by his teacher for wearing pants with patches. According to the father of the student who posted the matter online questioning the criticism, the teacher asked the boy to stop wearing these pants as they compromise the image of the whole class and the school. 近日，常州的论坛里一则网帖让围观的网友震惊。发帖人爆料说，给孩子穿打补丁的衣服到学校，竟然被老师责令整改，并被批评丢了学校和班级的脸。So do you think it's a bit absurd?
I think it's truly absurd. About this story actually happened to me once I was a child.
Really?
I was born in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, which is a remote and underdeveloped area. When I was in primary school, my grandma, you know, as older generation, they're very thrift. So they patched a lot of clothes for me. And one day I wore one of the patched clothes and the teacher phoned up my mother to tell, you know, are your family from the military group, which is, you know,
the people
Bing Tuan, yeah. And people in Xinjiang tend to look down a little bit upon on the people from military group because they are not that fashionable and we are city citizens, you know. So, and my mom said, no, she was just, you know, because of me wearing the clothes with patches. And it's considered not appropriate in primary school. So, and I was forced to change the brand new clothes the next day when I went to the school.
Yeah, it's definitely concerning because, I mean, you know, 50 years ago, I don't think this would have been a problem. In fact, patches might even have been a badge of honor, you know, like, oh, we're so thrifty that, you know, we know how to save every single thread and we don't need to get new clothes and things like that. And I think that really, I mean, it is concerning in the sense that, you know, it shows a severe shift towards materialism. But again, the idea of saving face and image, I don't think has changed at all, which is one of the bigger problems here is how do you look, whether it's do you look like you should, and that idea has changed throughout the years, but still that normalizing force in Chinese society is still definitely there. So on the one hand, you know, I understand the teacher. I mean, because yeah, the principal or the head teacher or, you know, their superior comes along and says, what is this kid? You have a kid that has patches. What's wrong with you as a teacher? You know, that makes them look bad. But on the other hand, you know, at the same time, I mean, you know what? Who cares? Right? I mean, who cares, really?
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's not even about, oh, should we teach the kids to be frugal? It's just about respecting individual choices and behaviors and habits, you know, and unless you wear revealing clothes or clothes so, you know, damaged that certain parts of your body are exposed, then I think we should just respect their choices.
Well, I think, I mean, there, for me, there are issues of negligence. I mean, if you're showing up with, you know, really like horribly, like with clothes with holes in them and things like that as a teacher, you kind of have a responsibility to be like, look, what's going on with this household? But other than that, I don't think it really matters.
Mm. Maybe next time when we do this patching stuff, we can make it into more trendy and funkier fashions, maybe. Put some cartoons on top of it.
Yeah, but it's just so funny to me because there are times where, like, I see my daughter's classmates and they're wearing, you know, really modern and like really new clothes, and I feel kind of bad for my daughter because, you know, we use a lot of hand-me-downs. We use a lot of just random stuff that other members of the family have given us because at the end of the day, I mean, you know, kids grow so fast. They grow amazingly fast. And even now when I buy my kids any new clothes, I always make sure to buy it a couple sizes too big because they're going to grow out of it so quickly.
Yeah. And the bottom line is people have different ideas and thoughts about what to give to their children to wear. Some people may want their kids to look as fashionable as possible, but some, like John says, may, you know, want to save a few bucks and, you know, to use whatever they have for their kids.
But
and
also, I mean, if the kids don't mind, then that's fine. I mean, you know, I mean, I think, you know, children should be allowed to a certain degree to be able to choose their own clothing.
Yeah, up to a certain age. Not when they're three, but that well, after they're five or six.
If they have an opinion on their clothes, why not? As long as they're warm in the winter and not too hot in the summer.
Well, my daughter has too many opinions on her clothes. Well, that's bugging me.
That's kind of a girl thing, you know.
Yeah, right. And that's all the time we have for this edition of Roundtable. Thank you very much for listening.